In the summer of 2024, I had, in my recordings of Call Me Saltisi Days, There Is Nothing to Fear, caught up to the current end of the text. When asked whether I'd like to begin recording The Gods Have Horns, a Homestuck fic by both Salty and Shadow Wasserson, I told Salty no. I don't want to record Homestuck fanfiction. I might love Homestuck, but it's been a while since I've read it, and I'd need to reread it to figure out voices for all the characters, and that's a lot of work and I don't want to. Salty took my refusal in good grace, and I immediately began rereading Homestuck. While recording The Gods Have Horns, I met the good, the bad, and the alternative author, Madame Mella Meow, who invited me to begin recording her story, and also invited me to a Discord server run by her, Good the Bad co-author Sarcastic Celery, and How to Suddenly Acquire Children author Oranges to Rapples. It's a very cool and welcoming place, full of incredibly talented, friendly, and creative Homestuck fan authors, and you can find a link to it in the description of this episode. As September was wrapping up, Aspen Drake very generously decided to make it possible for me to record all 12 fics submitted by server members for that month's fic competition, themed Monster Stuck. Over the next few months, as I worked my way through the stories, this audio project grew in concept to become a bit broader in scope than just Monster Stuck. Now, this is the beginning of an ongoing, haphazard, and unofficial anthology of selected short stories, one-shots or short multi-shots, written by members of the Homestuck Fan Author Coalition and narrated by me. I'm Sam Gabriel. And what better way to start than with this mind-melting little number by Leona Bass, not associated with the Monster Stuck competition, but rather with the podcast cover art that I recently finalized. After posting this final image, I said, if someone writes a fic that legitimately incorporates this entire picture, I'll record it for free. Limit 5k words. To which Leona said,
fucking bet.
So now, without further ado, I present to you Sam Gabriel Issued a Challenge by Leona Bass from the Homestuck Fan Author Coalition server, read by Sam Gabriel, based on the works of Andrew Hussey. Every day is a sunny day on the Isle of Skye. On this particular sunny day, Ultimate Dirk Strider stands at the top of the rectory tower, surveying his parish. Do I have to be Ultimate Dirk Strider? Can't I just be Background Dirk? Not while you're wearing that silly cape, you can't. Cape equals Ultimate Dirk, them's the rules. Rats. Fuck you, Sam Gabriel. I could have been a two-sentence mention, and now I have to be a point-of-view character throughout this whole thing, all because you decided I should have self-awareness. I better get a Texan accent so thick it drips barbecue sauce. No, Dirk, you're going to sound like Rod Serling, like you always do. But, look, shoosh. I've only got 5,000 words to do this in, and I have to be thorough. Shoosh. On this particular sunny day, Ultimate Dirk Strider stands at the top of the rectory tower, surveying his parish. The Isle of Skye stands at only 100 by 100 feet wide, but the central tower, into which all others are built, stretches infinitely high into the sky. The residents of the isle, capable of flight, have yet to discover the top, but hardly anyone wants to actually live that high, not when sandy beaches and fun activities mostly cluster at the bottom. On the roof below the rectory, Dirk, who may or may not be a reverend or prophet of some kind, who's to say, spies one of the more ardent members of his congregation, Jade, taking a nap. The Unified Church of Yowie is a welcoming religion, open to all enjoyers of male-on-male romance, regardless of sex or gender. Others out relaxing today include Guy Roxy and Girl Roxy, happily sipping on mock martinis as they catch some rays on the sand, and Salix, sitting on the isle's sole patch of grass, seemingly only lacking a nice picnic. Racing across that same patch of grass towards the door of the bell tower is Dirk's brother Dave, possibly late to a class at Spurb University. Dirk idly glances up at the university in question to see if there's a class in session. Calliope peers down at him from a dorm window with a sly grin. On the roof above her lays Jake, staring off into the distance. Okay, yes, fine. It's nice to be silly once in a while, Dirk acknowledges via the narrative. K, Callie maintains her enigmatic poise with a cat-like blink to the fourth wall, choosing not to confirm her identity with the color of her text. Below them, Dave slams open the door to the church roof, startling Jade awake. Rather than make his way to the central tower by the entrance to Hotel Flush like a normal person would, Dave goes to great lengths to avoid the possible implication of anything untoward by parkouring up the side of the building, running up the stairs, vaulting over an idle Nepeta, and rolling through the space between Equius's awkward, sweaty knees. Not to class, but climbing the graffitied wall of club pitch, interrupting Aradia's peeping Tom activities by briefly blocking her view to the sloped roof, up and over the ledge, barreling past a puzzled Jane and slamming his way through the doors of Wump Memorial Hospital like his life depends on it. Ah, shit. If Dave comes out of there as a troll again, it's going to be another clusterfuck. Well, actually, it could always be worse. Aradon is still stuck as part of the wall up there, after all. Dirk suddenly finds matters complicated when he sees Gamzee slip out of his anchored circus tent and after Dave into the hospital, Jane thankfully not far behind. Shit, fuck this. I'm taking care of that. Callie, you're fine taking over, right? Callie doesn't have time to reply before Ultimate Dirk Strider flies up and into the hospital through an open window, fleeing out of the narrative and into another genre of story altogether like a slippery little fuck. With a shrug, Calliope climbs out of the window and pulls herself up onto the roof of the dorms, silently sitting next to Jake in hopes of getting a better view. The sun is far from setting, but the afternoon light glistening off the water provides a nice backdrop to the SS Yuri, as her crew keeps her turning in circles in Captain Vriska's mock fight with Pupa Pan. Mina gleefully pokes her trident at Feferi, who is currently playing the role of the crocodile, or whatever the crocodile was called in the troll version of the story. I'm not making up new words. In the crow's nest, Terezi sits with her smelloscope pointed creepily at Café Diamant, where both of her exes, Rose and June, sit with some coffee. Kanaya Mariam, who is chairwoman, secretary, and treasurer of the Isle of Skye's Rainbow Drinker Support Group, sees this out of the corner of her eye and sighs. It is only the sign her friend Karkat so insistently made for her that he stops her in his tracks. He is firm in the belief that she shouldn't offer her ashen services for free anymore, lest people take advantage of her. As horribly like prostitution as that might sound, it has kept her more sane than when she was trying to give everyone guidance for free at all times. Jaspro, Sprite, and Dave Petta float down to settle on either side of Calliope.
Funny how the narrator so easily forgot about us. Such a shameful display of favoritism.
Excuse you, I have my reasons. Reason number one, he is the dumbest motherfucker alive and I love him so much. Less than, greater than. Reason number two, see reason number one. After many long months of being trapped in the wall of Wump Memorial Hospital, Aradon is punted free with a yelp, plummeting to the ocean far below. Following right behind him is Gamzee, hurled out of the window like a football by Jane. Dirk cautiously peeks out of the front door, a partially blood-swapped Dave in tow. He'll be kind of sick and a little olive-blooded for a while, but he'll recover.
Should I be offended?
You know, why should any of us waste time being offended? Dirk floats down to join his fellow Ultimates, plus Jake. It's a funny little fantasy. A place where nothing that happens is all that serious and everything is okay in the end. And I think that's all they want for us deep down, no matter what they're writing. And that's probably why her illustration inspired them. Even if they're not all that good at capturing the mood of the piece, hey! It's nice that on some levels, someone sees this for us. Just a surreal, silly island in the sun, in the middle of the fandom sea. It's Ogygia. A place to rest in between the heavier Odysseys. And the five of them sit and wait and watch the sunset on the Isle of Skye, where every day is a good day, even if some are better. Where every bad thing that happens doesn't hurt for too long, and every argument that someone starts is forgotten in 6 months, whether it should be or not. If Calliope doesn't speak when there's an audience, that's fine. If some ideas and common tropes are lost in the cracks, that's okay too. And if this particular alt-Dirk on this particular iteration of one person's interpretation of someone else's fan art happens to hum to himself and hold hands with someone who isn't there sometimes, it doesn't really matter. The world will keep on turning. and the sea of ideas will keep on churning, and new, different stories will be told elsewhere. The Homestuck Fan Author Coalition is a place for authors to write, brainstorm, discuss, and collaborate. Link available in description. Suburban Jungle by Michael Guy Bowman. Special thanks to Sakiko. If you would like me to record a story, voiceover, or character, please get in touch with me using the contact information on my website, which is located at samgabrielvo.com. And there you can find links to other stories that I've read, my Discord server, and various ways to support me. And finally, as always, thank you for listening.